Welcome back inside the cave. Ian Wenton, Andrew, a.k.a. Adam Morton.
Yep, I'm here.
With you inside the cave. We're joined this break by head football coach at Adrian College, Jim Deere. Welcome back, coach.
Thanks, Ian.
All right. So, Saturday, three quarters of the game was in snow. but that didn't really matter because you guys really stomped on Olivet early. Turnover on the first passing play of the game, and you win 28-0. I guess the initial thought, you know, after that win.
Yeah, it was, you know, the snow was interesting. It was like a Christmas Day snow that you always wish for, you know. Mm-hmm. Not much wind, big flakes. You know, it was neat for our guys to be able to play in something like that. And, you know, obviously to come out and have early success. Which is, you know, what's always good for our team. If we got the lead, I think we kept it throughout the whole year, and that was no different. We were able to get up early and then obviously grind on the clock offensively. I think we were over 10 minutes plus in time of possession on them. So it was one of those games that kind of played out just like you'd always want to.
Olivet, obviously a good team this year. They were 5-4 coming in this game. I heard they had some injuries going into this game. I mean, obviously that didn't affect how well you guys played or changed anything like that.
I didn't notice any of the guys being gone. They had their full set of running backs, which you know, it's a good crew, and we did a great job of holding them down. Their quarterback was healthy. You know, he got hurt late in the game, but. Yeah. He was healthy. Their wide receivers seemed like to be the same guys. I don't know if there was something up front that I might have missed, but
that's just what I heard through the grapevine. I didn't know how true it was, but that's just something I
heard.
That's some
Olivet propaganda.
It must have been. They were like, oh yeah, we had injuries, friends. You know. Well, that's why we couldn't put up points. Yeah.
When Danny came out and he said, "Oh, I see you got some of your guys back," at, you know, before the game, it was like. Yeah, we did. You know.
Yeah, like so. Our quarterback, our left tackle.
Like, oh, we weren't
starting
prepared
safety,
for that.
A starting linebacker, just a couple.
Yeah.
I mean, it's got to be. It was good, you know, bittersweet timing to get some of those guys back. You know, I know Aaron Jenkins not eligible to come back,
right.
You know, next year, and maybe some of the other guys up in the air. But are there a few that you know, they're hanging up the pads?
Well, yeah, obviously you're looking at BK. He's out. It was his fifth year, so that's going to hurt at safety. You know, Sam Madrid has a year, but I don't think he'll exercise it. Kyle Mender has a year. I think that's kind of up in the air still. We'll see how that goes throughout the spring. You know, up front, Jack Cecilia, he has an extra year. If he decides to use it again, and again, that's up in the air.
Okay.
So there's a few that are around. Keontae Townsend would be another one that could exercise another year. So, you know, that's yeah, we're hoping to get all those guys back. But, you know, whatever they decide's in their future, and, you know, if it's time to move on and mm-hmm. start making money and,
right,
you know, being an adult, I guess those are your decisions. But
COVID,
you know,
gave them an opportunity, though.
That's right. Well, you know me, I would play football until I couldn't anymore. So
you'd suit up right now.
One play.
You still got your extra year of eligibility?
Unfortunately, no. I used all those.
I think one of the, you know, the players that we didn't mention, and I don't know if you didn't for a reason, because you might get emotional. I don't know, but Stephen Moses won't be back next year. The linebacker once, running back, linebacker for a minute, running back. And, you know, you just, in talking to you, and I met Stephen last weekend, and thank God I did, because you talk so highly of him, and I could tell in just the brief conversation just the kind of guy he is.
Oh, yeah, he's outstanding. Yeah, he's exercised all five of his years, too, and he's about 30 years old. So, but, no, what a great young man, and you know, it's been just a pleasure to, you know, not only coach him but to watch him continue through his young adult life and raise his family and all his convictions, and it's just been a pleasure.
And, you know, Aaron Jenkins, obviously the guy that came in this year, wasn't going to play quarterback, then decided to play. Obviously his fifth year was used up. it's going to be a sad departure there, I would assume, you know, coming in, not knowing, and then being such an integral part of the team.
Oh, yeah. And he's a great young man, too. For, you know, only knowing him about, you know, three quarters of a year right now. But he's just a great leader. And every time, you know, we had him on the field, regardless of how he was playing at the time or, you know, whatever, as soon as he got on the field, he took control. And that's something, you know, as a quarterback, you need to be able to do. And his leadership skills were, you know, outstanding, especially coming into a program for a first year.
Is he going to be a guy that decides to come back and coach like he was going to come and coach, or like graduate assistant, or?
Yeah, still to be determined. You know, I'd like to get a couple of guys. Kenny would be another one. Yeah,
you want him?
Yeah,
I can tell.
Both those young men would make great coaches. And another one that, you know, didn't play much, Jesse McDaniel, one of our offensive linemen that's going to graduate. He'd be another guy. He was super smart. He was, you know, so positive and so instrumental and kind of, you know, being an unsung hero in that offensive line as far as, you know, knowing what's going on and developing the younger players. He's going to make a great coach too. So there's a few out there.
So, yeah, looking at, you know, the last season, a 6-4 finish. Three of the four losses were to either teams that are ranked or receiving votes. Alma was receiving votes, but they ultimately beat Albion and are the conference champ, and they're continuing on. But, you know, when you look at the season in that way, in some ways the success, in other ways, man, there was so much out there to be had, you know, the opportunities this year.
Yeah, it was. And it was, you know, obviously unfortunate. We went through a stretch of injuries during the times that we played both those teams. And, you know, you always want to be at full strength when you're playing the best teams. But it's kind of one of the things that you realize as a program, you got to develop more depth in various positions. And, you know, that's kind of like heading into the off season. You got to prepare for a long season. And, you know, you have to have development of the younger players and feel confident to put them in there. And you know, obviously there's a little bit of a drop-off, but it can't be substantial to where, you know, you're in trouble all the time.
All right, one more from me. Looking at, you know, next season, 2023, mm-hmm. you're bringing back some bookend corners and Jimmery Cannon and Tyrell Diener. Those are two of the best in the conference. You're bringing back, if Shea LaRue gets healthy, right, I assume he'll go through
had
his recovery
yesterday.
Process.
Had okay. ACL surgery yesterday. I got to give him a call, see how it went today. So
okay. Yeah. So a defensive line that'll be formidable, a lot of young talent this year that should come into form. You know, the position for me next year is quarterback. We had Aaron Jenkins and Noah Heidi this year. The young man, Taj Williams, he came in and did pretty well against Alma. And I don't know if he needs surgery as well, but he suffered an injury. So can you talk about the most important position in football for a second?
Yeah, it's going to be, you know, obviously we have some quarterbacks in our system, but, you know, we're going to go out. We're going to see recruit. Obviously, it's going to be one of those positions that you got to address right off the bat. And, you know, especially when you look at Taj as an uncertainty as coming back. He had to have reconstructive knee surgery.
That's not a good word.
No,
not at all.
He dislocated his knee, and it pretty much damaged every ligament. And, you know, he had surgery. So we'll see how that goes and develops. But, yeah, it's one of those things where we're going to have to go out and we're going to have to see. We're going to have to develop the ones that we have in our program as well and put some talent around them as well, too.
We're good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay.
He's answered all the questions I
have. Did I give you enough
have.
Questions that time?
You did.
All right, I'm trying to learn.
He takes over when it's the AC hour.
I know. Sorry. I just know a lot more about the teams. And I went to school there.
Well, I mean, look at your shirt.
Yeah, I know. Got to represent. Jim, thanks for being a part of this all season. It's been a pleasure to talk Bulldog football in this capacity with you. I appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. It's been fun.